Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Boom, boom, boom. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding boom, dong, boom, ding,
dashing over the snow.
Ding dong,
Steve and Johnny
ding
on the radio.
Ding dong,
on the
ding
air we go.
Ding dong,
720. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to listen to WGN tonight.
Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Whoa, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Ho, ho, and ho.
And ha, ha. Who are you calling ho? You looked right at me. I was just going to say a ha, ha, ha to you, too.
Well, happy end of your Black Friday. Have you survived Black Friday?
I'm not sure the world has survived.
In fact, there was a seismic shift in the universe.
Yep.
Because this is the first year I can recall that...
In decades.
My cute blonde sidekick. By the way, we should say, for those of you who are saying, who the heck are these people? What's going on? I play the part of Steve King, and you play the part of...
Johnny Putman. And we look the same on the radio, and we're tickled to be here tonight until 1 o'clock in the morning.
And boy, have we got a ton of things planned. I will just throw a couple things out at you. If you like not just good, but incredible guitar players, we have two of the best in the world joining us in this. Not one, but two boys and girls. Muriel Anderson, who has a terrific show that is going on tomorrow night, and we'll tell you more about that. And a guy that we have been fans of for years. We've met him. We've always wanted to have him on the show and never were lucky enough to do that. Tom Bresch.
Yep.
Is going to be joining us, too. Now, guitarists are saying...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's who they are, and they're going to
exactly
be
exactly what
with
we
us.
Said, right?
A little later, we're also going to talk with a friend of ours who is a New York Times best-selling author, Michael Lister. He'll be joining us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also have another in-studio performance a little later tonight by a group, two members of the group that just returned from... Across the Big Pond, on a tour with Al Stewart. Remember Year of the Cat? We'll be joined by some of the members of the Empty Pockets, Josh Solomon and Erica Brett.
Mm-hmm.
And they will perform some Christmas songs and talk a little bit about a terrific Christmas show they've got coming up, too. And also
well,
a little
Patrick
later...
Patrick Crispin's joining us for a wrap-up of Black Friday and get us ready for Cyber Monday. And for those of you who listen to us over the years, you know Patrick from Wednesday night as one of our primo cyber gurus. And so he's going to join us. And what happened was when we were here last, I think it was Labor Day, we said, we have 7 pounds of show and only 3 hours to get it in. So management said, well, you're welcome
you
to
come
back.
And do that?
And we're going to give you 6 hours to get all that show in. So that's what we're going to do tonight.
And we should, I'm going to remind you right at the outset, too, that we have another 6 hours of show that we will be presenting on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have been asking us, is that going to happen? This New Year's Eve will be the 25th anniversary of Steve and Johnny's Cheap Date, Life After Dark, New Year's Eve extravaganza. And
I promise to teach you how to use a noisemaker before New Year's Eve, because I swear you're going to hurt yourself 1 year.
But I thought I was so good at it. Oh, you don't do it right. I'll have to show you how to do it, Missy. But you're a little for bludgeon because this was the first day in years you didn't get to experience Black Friday.
And it was killing me. So what I did was I kept telling myself it was actually Saturday and I had slept through Black Friday and I wasn't missing a doggone thing. I didn't miss getting that 40-inch television for $98. If I'd been out there at 4:30 and got a number, I could have landed that 40-inch TV. I would have bought one for everyone in my family if I'd been able to make it. But no.
No.
I slept. There are names for people like me, but Maybe smart is one of them.
We hope you had as terrific a Thanksgiving as we did.
Yes.
We spent Thanksgiving in Munster, Indiana, which is, if you've never been to Munster, Indiana, boy, that's a gorgeous place.
I love the architecture. There are no cookie cutter houses, at least in your brother's neighborhood. It seems like you go from one little Tudor house to a Cape Cod to a ranch, and then it gets a wraparound porch with a colonial. And I love that. And they do a lot of decorating, too. So yeah. People were flicking on their lights last night as we left Munster, Indiana.
So that's where we spent Thanksgiving. I had some stuffin' muffins.
Upheld the tradition of the stuffin' muffin. And for people who've listened to us over the years, and by the way, if you're brand new to this, we've done this for a few years. We like to say that combined with Ashley as our producer tonight, we have 100 years of experience in radio tonight.
Yeah.
Not bragging or anything. Didn't say they were all great years, but we have 100 years of radio. And we have been here at this radio station. You started Christmas Eve 1984, and I started Valentine's Day of 1985, a lifetime ago. And we were here full time for 27 years, and we're just thrilled that we get to come back and, as we say, have a little drive-by, stop in. Yeah. Do a little radio and then get in the car. And we live in Chicago. We don't live in Florida. Yeah. People think we've transplanted to Florida. We just spend a lot of time there.
Yeah, we have a second home in Florida. And while we're there, we're also consulting with a radio station down there and spending some time on the air down there. In fact, if you check our blog, you'll see that we have some things posted about what we've got coming up and some things we did there, too.
You know what?
Hmm.
Before the night gets away from us, And we've got so many guests, wonderful people that we're excited about seeing tonight. We do have a few minutes. If you want to stop by and say hi, you can do that the old-fashioned way by picking up your telephone and talk about being old-fashioned. Dial.
What?
312.
That was one of the complaints somebody posted on, I think it was either on Facebook or Twitter. They were watching with their kids for the first time, a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Yes, yes.
And their kids didn't know what these big things were, that they these big telephony things were.
Stop.
It was...
All right, use that
and then the parents were saying...
use that big telephony thing and call 312-981-7200 or text us. If you know me, you know I love a text. So please feel free to jump in here and be a part of our Black Friday evening as we slip into the last day of November.
It's Christmas in Chicago. The snow is on the ground, and I'm going with my baby to see the lights downtown. Hand in hand we walk along, but I don't feel the cold. It's easy to stay warm when I've got you to hold.
Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. That's the late Bob Young, an extraordinary man who had incredible talent.
And that reminds me of what a great song that was.
Oh, yeah.
It's got all the makings of a classic.
Yeah.
I know we don't have snow yet, but trust me, we will. We had it on Halloween, so come on, people.
It looked really pretty as we were driving into... we came in Lakeshore Drive, and we drove past...
the lights at the Lincoln Park Zoo.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Ashley, have you seen those yet?
They weren't just headlights of people trying to get into Lincoln Park Zoo either.
No, I haven't. I haven't seen them yet. In person, but I've seen some pictures because my mom keeps sending me links of places that we have to go. So she sent me like the Botanical Garden, the Lincoln Park Zoo, the Morton Arboretum. She's like, we have to go now while it's still warm.
I hope someone can tell us the place that I heard that the lights actually change based on the wind.
Oh.
And don't you know the other night that would have been unbelievable? You would have had like a seizure.
With your 60-mile-an-hour winds.
Right, with the lights going back and forth. I mean, that really crossed my mind. I thought, I was actually thankful I did not have all my decorations up because you know what happens when it gets windy. I stand at the window and fret, and I chew on my fingers. Look, my wreath is down the street.
But so we flew back in Tuesday night.
Oh.
We get home, and we look out on our backyard patio.
No.
And there is What do you think? It's about a
five inch
high pile across all of
every
our backyard
inch.
Patio.
Every
of
inch.
Wet leaves.
Every inch of sticky, stinky. Because you know by now they're stinking. I'm sorry. The only blessing is all of our neighbors that paid to have their leaves removed, we did not tick them off because they stayed in our backyard.
Because they're wet. They're too
they're
heavy
wet,
to blow
right.
around.
So. They ain't going to be there very long because I have to decorate, so I have to get rid of them. I have to say hi to Tony in Arkansas, who checked in. Dave checked in from Monroe, Wisconsin.
Hey, Tony and Dave.
Ellenton, Florida is listening to us tonight.
Ellenton, Florida.
Ellenton, yes. Linda from Wisconsin. We don't know where in Wisconsin. She's part of the Witness Protection Program.
Mm-hmm.
She checks in to tell us, and then she's having to be tuned in and our friendly voices. Let's see who else we got here.
By the way, 981-7200, area code 312, 981-7200, if you want to text, or if you want to do something wild and crazy like talk to us on the radio.
Micah from Utah is tuned in.
Hey, Micah.
And has never tuned into Jan and said, what have I stumbled into?
Yes,
stick around.
You've stumbled into a very strange place.
It gets weirder after midnight, too.
Yes.
Because those were our
hours.
That's
when
hours.
We break out the serious nog.
Look what I've got. I have a ginormous thermos of a secret elixir to get us through the night.
Okay.
I think it's already kicking in.
All right. Works for me. That's good.
Sorry. I am a professional.
By the way, we should mention, too, you can follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, and all the ships at sea. You can go to our personal website is steveandjohnny.com, steveandjohnny.com, and it has links to all the places we hang out in cyberspace. If you want to jump into our Facebook group, you can go to facebook.com/steveandjohnny. Or facebook.com/Steve and Johnny Show, depending on how Facebook feels like displaying it. Facebook was acting weird today.
Yes, I know. I heard.
I know how unusual.
I heard you muttering loudly from the other room. Santa was listening because the things you were saying, you're going, check, that one's off the list. Check, no more guitars. Check. I know that frightens and worries you.
By the way, speaking of Santa is listening. Can I share the story?
You'll probably get in trouble for it. It's probably some form of abuse. So,
no.
It may be.
Just a couple months ago,
yes,
our adopted grandson, Joey, was in town.
He adopted us, by the way.
And he brought Patrick and Christine with him. And Patrick and Christine decided that, you know, they were going to have a date night, so we were going to watch Joey. And Joey loves us, at least we think he does.
Mm-hmm.
And we always have a good time with him. But when he saw that Mom and Dad were leaving, he started throwing a hissy fit.
Well, they ran to the car. They
well,
bolted.
There was that. Yeah.
And that scared him.
And then Joey ran into one of the bedrooms. And
had his head down on the
had
bed.
His head down
no,
on
he's
the bed.
Three.
And I walked in and I said, Joey? And I said, remember how you were telling me the other day what you want Santa to bring you? I said, Santa is watching you right now. I never saw anybody's demeanor change that quickly. Santa has power. Trust me.
Yes. He balled up his little fist and he dried his eyes and cleared his nose and he said, okay. And then he walks out into the dining room and is like, all right, he takes my hand. Let's go do things. I said, okay.
Yeah.
I had no idea the magic that you had worked in there.
Yeah.
Again, that's cruel and unusual. So I'll have to make it up to him. Being his Gigi, I'll have to make it up to him, and I certainly will. We're also hearing from people are texting, and you can do that at 312-981-7200. Where's your theme song? It doesn't feel right. We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll do that.
We want you to stick around.
We just wanted to set the tone for Black Friday, the Christmas holidays.
Yes.
So we'll get to all that. Is the name on one what it says?
Is that his name?
Ashley, is that really the name of the person on...
Okay.
Okay, all right. Well, then we're going to go to the phone lines, and we're going to say...
Squat?
Hi to Squat.
Hi there. Hi there, people, nice people posing as celebrities.
That's a squad, exactly. Posing as celebrities.
Yeah. We'll let you know when the celebrities show up.
That's what I like to think is. You're at the next door neighbor.
Uh-huh.
Well, welcome back once again. Hey, should I go to a speakerphone, okay?
Yeah.
That's fine.
You're calling from Ottawa? Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got a couple questions for
you. Okay, lay it on
us. All right.
Welcome back. I had one question. We're fine, but you already mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
Muriel, besides Muriel, I know Tommy Emmanuel.
Uh-huh.
And who was another guitar player? I think comes across the pond.
Oh, Preston Reed.
No, is there?
Doyle Dykes?
Doyle Dykes.
Oh, okay, well, he's actually from Tennessee.
Yeah.
Oh, Tennessee.
It's that little pond down in Tennessee.
Yeah, it's a very small pond.
It is.
It's just great to hear from you. All those years, I've never talked to you.
Is that right? Really?
I work a night job now, so I'm...
Uh-huh.
What do you do?
I clean. I'm at a hospital.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Because of the bipolar, I couldn't just do the route work. It just
mm-hmm.
is, so I got a night job, and now I can listen. I listen, of course, things are happening at WGN all the time, but
good.
I still listen. How old would Bob Young be now?
Bob would be a very young 69 years old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did he pass?
Bob passed
about years ago.
I want to say about 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
Yeah.
It was an ongoing fight with diabetes. In fact, you may have heard many times when he was on the air, he would say to people, you need to be aware that, you know, diabetes can kill you. And it was kind of haunting to think about that.
Well, that talented person.
Yes.
One request I got for
you. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Songs coming back. Can you play your theme song by Lisa McCauley?
Oh sure. Yes, of course.
We've got that that in the stack.
Yes.
The stack of wax that we brought with us.
Okay.
So when we play that will be just for you in Ottawa, okay?
Oh, thanks.
All righty. Have a wonderful holiday. Thank you for checking
you.
In.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye now.
Thanks a lot. More coming up. Stay with us at WGN Radio. Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. That's our friend Joel Patterson. That's from an album that he came out with last year. It was called Hi-Fi Christmas Guitar. And Joel has a new album out this year where he plays a lot of the stuff from the Beatles. It's Let It Be Beatles, and we'll play a little bit of that later. And you can go to his website, joelpatterson.com, and you can find out all about that. Joel is one of the best guitar players in Chicago. He's and one of the best guitar players in the world. And you will see him performing with rockabilly groups, playing jazz, playing, as you hear in the background there, a little bit of a tribute to Les Paul.
He's at the Green Mill every Sunday night.
Yeah. And we saw a terrific concert with him at Evanston Space.
Our favorite place, favorite venue.
Just love Evanston Space.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm sorry, I was kind of distracted there because...
Now we're going to peer behind the curtain.
We have our guests that are lost and they're in the wrong garage. We were so spoiled at the Tribune Tower.
Yep.
I have to tell you guys, because we would say to our guests, pull to the back of the Tribune Tower, tell the guard that you're here. The gate would go up, they would park their car. It was also a treat for us for 27 years to have a parking space. This gorgeous building that we're in with these unbelievable studios and this vantage point is just absolutely breathtaking. The problem is telling guests how to get here, because if you're from out of town, you're not accustomed to going into the bowels of the city, going on a lower whacker.
But it's still pretty as you do that.
Oh, it is. It is. And I've said to a couple of people that we've booked on the show, did you ever see the Batman movie? And they say, yes. Did you ever see Blues Brother? Yes. Remember when they go down? That's where you're going to go. So don't freak out when you're down below. And sometimes your GPS does not...
Yeah, GPS is not always lower whacker friendly.
Yes, it kind of spins. Now, I'm told that it has improved, but you got a show to get to, and you think, you know, you grew up in this area. You've been out of town for a while. Now, all of a sudden, what? There's a lower whacker.
Yeah.
So I was just talking to our guest, and they had somebody in the background trying to tell them in broken English where to go, and God bless him, it was awful.
Oh.
So I said, wait, let Ashley talk to you. She'll get you here.
Yeah.
Or we'll go out and throw breadcrumbs down or something.
So Ashley, you've got them headed to Wisconsin now?
She's working.
You're in a wild goose chase.
Yeah. Okay. That works.
Well.
312-981-7200 is the phone number for text or for talk. Or for whatsoever is on your mind. And again, if you're just joining us, I'm Steve King. She plays the part of Johnny Putman. And coming up in a little bit, we are going to have in studio, assuming they can find their way over here, world-renowned guitarists Muriel Anderson and Tom Bresch.
Then, oh, and Muriel has this amazing project that she has completed, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. She has written a cookbook, and we've teased her for years. I mean, we've known Muriel for a long time.
Oh, we've interviewed Muriel when she was on a world tour, and she would be at a delicatessen in Paris.
Yes. And she would then regale us with the tales of the food that she'd eaten. And as we like to say, she's as big as a minute, but she still enjoys this food. She's put together this gorgeous book that she's written songs to go with the recipes. And so you get the CD and you get this gorgeous book, and it just looks so beautiful. I can't wait to get it in my hands.
I may have to suggest to Tom Bress that he do the same kind of thing, because Tom has been known to find his way to some great food places, too.
Yes. Which is different than actually cooking the recipes. It's one thing to go in and say to somebody,
well, see, Tom,
you know, make my food.
Tom is a connoisseur.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
But it seems like every time I see him in a place, it's usually Mexican and there's a margarita involved.
Well,
I'm all right with that. I'm not complaining.
And a little later, we'll be talking with our friend Michael Lister, New York Times best-selling author. Excuse me. And also a little later, Josh Solomon and Erica Brett from The Empty Pockets will be joining us. And then we're going to talk a little computer stuff with our Cyber Squad chief, Dr. Patrick Crispin. And we're going to talk about a number of things, some new tech ideas for Christmas, avoiding Amazon counterfeit items, and the approaching end of Windows 7.
Which means that we're going to have to buy a couple of new computers, which really ticks me off, but we'll talk about that.
And we're not alone. Apparently, a survey that I saw a couple months ago, I want to say it's something like at least 60% of the Windows computers are still Windows 7 because it was a...
Now, your computer is not going to shut down and just die after the first of the year. It's just not going to be supported, and so you're going to be vulnerable, and that's never a good thing. There will be some people that will say, well, you know, I just can't afford to get a new computer or to upgrade, or maybe I'd like to upgrade, but my computer won't handle it.
Hmm.
So that's frustrating, too, because...
Sure.
Yes, the prices have come down. Our very first computer that we bought on the Shoppers Network, which we should have known right away, was a problem because it cost us $666.
Yeah.
So it was...
That should have been a clue. 666.
It was Satan in a box. So we left Satan in the box, and I put a doily on it, and we put a lamp on Satan in the box, and we still have Satan in that box because
and
we were scared.
And to this day, and I'm trying to think when this was, how many years ago?
It had to be 20-something years ago.
Oh, more than that,
I think. Yeah, 25 years ago.
Because to this day, I haven't been able to figure out that manual.
No.
And you know me, I read manuals.
It was like an encyclopedia.
To this day, I've never figured out this.
But remember,
it was a DOS manual. It was a DOS computer.
I'll never forget on the Shoppers Network, they made it sound so easy. And I'll never forget that night I picked up the phone and called our then news director, Dave Ellsworth,
yep.
who was very computer savvy at that time. I said, what do you think? And he said, well, you know, it's less than $1,000. You probably can't go wrong. We slid open the box. You took out the manual. And that's when we said, this is evil. Taped up that box. And
I think I was actually able to figure out some DOS command, and but it was jumping through too many hoops.
It was scary. It really wasn't.
And
was
then
no
after that,
back.
Our next computer was high-tech Windows 3.1.
That's right.
So, anyhow, so we'll
and
talk
wait,
about.
Wait, it was shortly after that we started doing a computer show on the radio, and our then boss called us in and said, "Why are you talking about these computers?
Nobody cares about computers."
And that was
stuff.
Actually how she sounded too when she talked to us.
And at that time, the only people talking about computers on this radio station were the two of us and Spike Odell.
Yes. And Spike was somewhat of a geek at that time. By the way, speaking of computers and technology, my life was enhanced once we started taking text messages on the show. I've enjoyed that over the years. And I'm hearing people are saying, we missed you on Thanksgiving. I guess we've become somewhat of a tradition on Thanksgiving. But I was doing the cooking, so I said, I'm not cooking and working on the same day. Sorry, folks. So that's why we're here tonight. And
So we're starting a new tradition, Black Friday.
Black Friday. And it keeps me out of the stores that way. Our economy may suffer greatly. Peoria checks in. So glad to hear you again. Thank you, Peoria. Elgin is checking in tonight, and my hometown of Aurora is checking in. I appreciate your stopping by. We sound so comforting. Oh, Johnny, thank you for laughing. This is an actual text from a listener who says, I've had a difficult day.
Oh,
and when you started laughing, I started laughing, and now I feel better. So thank you.
Well,
that's
good.
What I'm here for. I can go home now. Right?
And the holidays can be difficult for a lot of people.
Oh, really? And it was a gray, it was kind of a dismal day.
Well, now you're bringing us all down.
Oh, no! Where is my margarita? I ordered a margarita an hour ago. Come on, people. Can't get any good help around here. Am I confused?
981-7200 is the phone number. We jump back to the phone calls. And I believe we have...
oh, my goodness.
Is this...
Mark?
Mark the pharmacist?
To the all-night show? Mark? Testing?
Oh, maybe it's the wrong line. Wait a minute. Hold it. Ashley, can you put line 2 on hold? And I will jump back to line 1. I
think we're new at this, so bear with us.
Okay, let me try... Try one from column 1, and this is weird.
He's not going to behave?
It doesn't want to...
Oh, great.
What the heck is going on?
You broke it. Great.
Okay. Is this Mark?
New owners.
Yeah. How is this...
We'll never get invited
Something
back.
Weird is going on.
No, it's all you.
I keep hitting line 1, and it keeps jumping down. Now, I am... Again, my finger is deftly posed...
Which finger? That's your problem.
Above line 1. I'm hitting line 1. And again, it went to line 3.
Wow.
Ashley, I don't have a clue what's going on in here.
Well, you want to jump down to the other MM?
I don't care. Let's see.
Mark, we hardly knew you. Actually, we knew know Mark very well. He lives in Austin, Texas, and he's listening to us now. And he was the pharmacist to our all-night show. Working the night shift for many, many years and hanging out with us.
Okay. I'm going to try one more time for line 1.
Okay.
And now nothing is happening.
We're not even an hour into the show.
It just says call history. I've broken the radio station.
Great.
Ashley, I've done it.
Now we've called in the big guns.
I have successfully broken it.
Krista's in here now.
We had an expert coming in to help save the day.
What happened? I know the volume wasn't up, but when I keep hitting, if I hit number 1, it kept jumping down to number 2.
Live radio, folks.
Yep.
See?
Did I hear a beep?
Oh!
Yes, heard a beep.
Yeah, you achieved
it. And that appears to be...
Thank you, Patrick Crispin, for fixing this.
No, actually, Krista
actually, that,
ran
that
in
was
here.
Krista.
Krista Flores ran in here.
Krista, you want to say hi to Mark?
Hello, Mark.
Hello there. How are you?
Steve is outnumbered.
Happy Black Friday.
The girls are running the radio station tonight, and
hey,
Steve
works
is outnumbered.
I'll just sit back and
that's right.
And watch.
Second thought, he will just sit back. Hey, Mark, the pharmacist, how are you?
Doing great. Richard
Good.
Mayer, sitting here listening to the show and enjoying everything.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And you are in Austin, Texas now.
Absolutely. Foggiest day I've seen yet.
Really? But what's your temperature?
It's 69 degrees.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah. Are you loving Austin? Have you gotten out to catch any good music?
Caught music a couple times. I'm a cyclist, and exploring the countryside's magnificent.
Oh, good.
The weather's been beautiful. Wineries, oh, my God, you think you're in California.
Really?
That's funny. I never thought. I think of music when I think of Austin. I don't think of wineries in Austin.
Oh, wine, whiskey, vodka, everything. It's just like.
What are you trying to say, Mark?
It's all good.
It's very fluid down here.
I see. Music. Who needs stinking music when you have wine, whiskey, vodka?
Exactly. With Pandora, and you're doing well. Thank you.
That's good. Well, it is really nice to hear from you. And I'm not exaggerating. You were with us for literally decades on the All Night Show, right?
And still together in another venue, too.
That's right. We're friends on Facebook. You're absolutely right. It's nice to hear from you, Mark. Thank you so much. And I hope you have a wonderful holiday. And holler next time you're in Chicago.
Absolutely. Great to hear you guys' voices also. It's absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
Miss those days.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Good night, Mark.
Good night, dear. And Stephen.
I'm glad you clarified.
Oh, him.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Good night.
More coming up. Stay with us and see if we break the radio station.
Gonna pimp my sleigh, make a funky ride. Red and green lights blinking on the underside. Make it like it's everybody gonna see me coming up Canal Street. Gonna pimp my sleigh with big chrome rims.
Well, at this rate, you ain't getting nothing for Christmas. Nothing.
I mean,
nada.
No, it's officially Christmas. I mean, they don't write these traditional songs anymore.
I hid this song. That's what you were doing before you left.
Now.
Gonna pimp my sleigh.
Woo! You break the radio station, and then you went back in the house and you got this after I hit it.
Yeah, well, I have my stash.
You probably have duplicates of this.
Yeah,
and
your point is.
Five Naked Ladies is, in fact, this sounds weird. Five Naked Ladies are, in fact, or is, in fact, in your tote bag tonight.
Yes.
Every man's dream, Five Naked Ladies in their tote bag. And if you've listened to this show at any point over the years, that is also a tradition. We're all about the holidays tonight, if we get to stick around until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, who knows if that's going to happen.
If you travel on the Kennedy Expressway, 9094, and you're heading north or southbound from O'Hare Airport or from the northern suburbs, and you get just south, you're heading into downtown, you get south of the split, and whoa, lo and behold, there, on top of this building called Novak Construction, there's this awesome light display. And if you travel it throughout the year, you notice that it changes. Well, you need to know that those are my lights.
That's right.
I take responsibility for those lights changing every month. But the man who gets up on top of the building and puts up those lights is our buddy Mike Marshall. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing good. Very good. Good to hear you guys again.
Did you try to get up on the building a couple of days ago when the winds were 60 miles an hour?
I was up there just double-checking the wiring that was on the turkey and the Happy Thanksgiving sign. And the end of everything, I'm just a little worried.
You were actually up there when it was 60-mile-an-hour winds?
Just to make sure. I'm not a real thin guy, so I don't think I was going to blow away.
Well, now, for background for people who might even be new to this, they will see the turkey, and I love the ribbon. Thank you for putting the ribbon, the purple ribbon up. It's for pancreatic cancer, right?
Correct, yeah.
And I love that because that was a new addition, and it kind of took me by surprise yesterday as we were heading to Indiana or coming back from Indiana. How many years have you been doing this at Novak Construction?
We moved into the building in the year 2000, and in our first year, we just put up little Christmas trees,
right.
And that's how it all.
Wait.
I think didn't we start talking to you right around the first year? I think.
I think we came in about 2006 or 7.
Yes. Okay. Well, that was like, after that was after your boss heard that I had a tree every month. Exactly. And he said, if she has a tree every month, I'm putting up lights every month, right?
Exactly. And he said, we got to keep Johnny Putman happy. So.
And I said, thank. And every month I would say, oh, thank you. You've changed the lights. And you've had some really extraordinary displays. I Have a Dream. That's wonderful.
It is so tasteful and so wonderful.
And Rosie, that got a lot mm-hmm. of attention the first time you put up Rosie, which the great background story for that or on that is the little girl named Rosie that would travel into, wasn't she traveling into Children's Hospital?
Children's Memorial, yes.
Right.
She said brain tumors constantly coming back, and right. she's the only highlight of her trip to the emergency rooms were seeing the Novak displays, so it was a heart-touching
Yeah. I get goosebumps just talking about imagining what that child felt like when they came around the bend and there was her name in lights on top of the building.
Yeah, we did that for her birthday.
Yeah. And it goes up every year still, right?
Yeah.
I love that. Thank you so much for doing that. So this year for Christmas, do we have any new additions to the lights?
Not this year.
So what do we have this year? Lay it on us.
Oh, we have the five big trees that are on the corner of the building.
I almost thought you were going to say five naked ladies dancing in the window.
No, it's a G-rated building.
That's right.
We'll have the waving Santa.
I love
the,
him.
Chris, the penguin.
Mm-hmm. The moose.
The moose will be back, and then the horse will be back.
The rocking horse, yes.
The rocking horse,
now,
correct.
From our vantage point in the cars on the expressway, right around, it's safe to say, because you're on Drake Avenue, about 3400
correct.
North, so that's right around Belmont, right north of Belmont?
Yeah, right between Belmont and Addison.
And Belmont and Addison. You can't miss it if you can't.
It's right as you're coming around that curve.
If you miss it, they should take away your driver's license. You should not be driving at night, right?
Unless it's real foggy.
And yes, that's true. But that makes them look kind of cool.
I think you'll still see the lights in the fog.
Yes. You can. As long as I'm not driving, I enjoy looking at the lights in the fog. How tall would you say the Santa is?
The Santa is, I think, about 20 feet tall.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That's fun.
And so you guys get up there on the roof, and you've got them ready to lift tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yeah. We have a machine that we tie the ropes off onto, and the machine, you know, raises it up, and the guys are in the back just kind of guiding it up.
That's so cool. So I keep telling you, every year, someday I'm going to get up there and help you guys.
Well, anytime,
be afraid, Mike. Be very afraid.
It's kind of my fantasy. It's on my bucket list to get up there and help.
Valentine's Day when it's like 18 degrees, one
show. Oh, that's
right. Or not.
That's right, yes. So you've got them already lying there on the roof ready to be lifted. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah. It's all assembled, ready to go for the crew tomorrow.
That's so cool. Do we have a time when they're going to be lifted?
Probably around 9:30 or
so. So when you start lifting them, how long does it take to until we can all see the full display?
I'm guessing if everything goes well, it'd be within two to three hours.
Wow. Okay.
There's always variables. Something could go, but if everything goes well, we should be all done within 2 to 3 hours.
And just for people who do work the night shift, the lights are kept on all night long because we used to love the fact that we would drive home in the morning between 5 and 6 and it was still dark.
Ours would be coming in before 11 o'clock.
Yeah, we got them in both directions. And I know I used to get giddy the nights that the lights would change over. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. And thank you to Novak Construction. And thank you and your team for doing what you do, because it really is a bright spot in Chicago. For those of us who grew up here, we remember certain things like the Magic Kiss sign and lights in the city. Mm-hmm. And so Novak Construction. And people can go to Novak Construction's website and actually look at the holiday lights for each year, each month.
And we'll put up a link on our Facebook page, too.
Will. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you so much for what you do, Mike. And
thank you.
Okay. Merry Christmas to everybody and all the truckers, too. I know the truckers always appreciate the signs.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Be careful. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I can't imagine it. He actually stood out there in these 60-mile-an-hour winds on the roof.
Right.
And if you drive in the Kennedy, just take a look. And
it doesn't look 20 foot tall. But those things are huge and cumbersome. And, you know, and this is not all these guys do. They work for the company, and this is something that goes, they go above and beyond in their own time and get up there and do it. And that's what I love about it. And I feel that we need to show them a little love, too, for doing that and brightening up the city.
We got a lot coming up. Stay with us at WGN. Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. And rumor has it that Tom Bresch and Muriel Anderson are in the building. They found the right garage.
I was terrified. I really was, because it's frustrating to drive round and round while you're listening to us on the radio saying, they're going to be here. No, we're not. Yes, they are.
We got a lot of things coming up tonight, and we will...
We're going to talk Small Business Saturday.
Yes,
so we'll
get to
about
that.
Yes, your favorite small business. Give them a shout out later tonight. Mm-hmm. We'll give you a chance to do that.
Patrick Crispin will talk some cyber stuff with us a little later. Empty Pockets will be in studio performing.
And New York Times bestseller Michael Lister will stop by to talk about his new book.
But after we break for the news, Tom Bresch and Muriel Anderson join us at WGN. I believe I'll jump in and say, in case you don't know who you're listening to, I would be Steve King and she would be
Johnny Putman.
And this would be your WGN radio station.
We look the same on the radio. It was nice to hear that. That's Bob Young, and thanks to our listeners who said, well, what happened to your theme song? There you have it.
Yeah.
Stick around. Everything that you've asked for via text tonight, I promise you. Well, maybe I should.
Everything?
Yeah. No, second thought. Moving right along. They have made
So excited because this is it's a redoing of a tradition. For I don't know how many years on Thanksgiving, Muriel Anderson has joined us in the studio.
Well, she was out after curfew. It was so many years ago. She had to have an escort, right, Muriel?
I think so.
You couldn't be out after midnight.
My father had to come with me.
That's right. And again, you know, thanks to radio, we look the same as we did all those years ago.
That's right. Well, actually, you do. You both look remarkable.
Oh, you're so sweet.
The check's in the mail.
Yes. And Muriel... Oh, my gosh. We started getting texts when I said that you've made it, you're in the house, because people were fretting as we were that you were going to be lost.
I get it, fretting. A little guitar humor. Nicely
thank
done.
Thank you.
Okay.
Just comes so natural. They said, oh, no. In fact, one of our listeners says, I have a brand new book. I'm going to be reading my book. And just now he texted, I just threw my book down. Muriel's in the house. And I said, yes.
And Muriel has brought along a guy that we have been fans of for years. Stalkers actually comes
well,
to
we
mind.
Well, we did that in Nashville. We were at the Chet Atkins Appreciation Society.
In fact, Tom, I'm going to remind you of a night that you weren't aware of what was going on. This was about 4 years ago, and it was the Chet Atkins Appreciation Society. And we were at, I forget, what is that hotel?
Music City Sheraton.
Yes. Music City Sheraton. And it was late at night.
Mm-hmm. And it was hot outside.
And Johnny was taking care of a couple things, and I wandered outside. And you were sitting outside on that, it's like a little patio area there, and there were a bunch of guitar players sitting at a table.
You were holding court.
And I walked out, and we had met earlier that night. Doyle Dykes had introduced us. And I walked up and I didn't want to say anything because you were sitting there and you started into this medley and you went on for about 15 minutes and I was blown away. And it was just guitar pickers sitting around and everybody else put down their guitars and they were just knocked out by what you were doing.
Did you video some of that? I think I did. Yeah.
I did video some of it.
Stalking you all these years. Scoot up to a microphone, young man.
Well, I was letting the man talk. I was listening.
Okay.
I was enjoying it.
You were soaking it all up. Is that what you were doing?
Yes. Right. I let him go. I don't butt in.
You really are amongst fans, true fans, Tom Brush, and it is really a thrill to have you in studio. And we're tickled to hear that you have a new management, and you're going to be out on the road doing more performing, right?
I got rid of the new management.
You did?
Yeah, that didn't work out.
In the last week this has happened? Seriously?
Well, no. The new management was about a year and a half old.
I see. But are you going to be on the road more? Because this is such a treat to have you in Chicago.
Well, thanks to Muriel.
Yeah.
She invited me up for Thanksgiving dinner. She said, well, while you're there, I do a concert right after. Why don't you do that, too?
Sounds good.
Well, I said, how can I refuse that? Home-cooked meal and concert with Muriel Anderson? Get out of town.
So it was Muriel's famous home-cooked dinner scam.
Right.
Yeah. Have you fallen for that?
Yeah.
That's right. Her mother does all that hard work, right?
That's right. It's the same scam I use to get people to come to my concert. Is my mother cooks the homemade baked goods.
That's right.
And now both sisters and my nephew and my niece help out. And so I think people are actually coming for their cooking more than for the concert.
I don't think so. We've been there many times. And this is like number 28 for you.
28, yeah.
When you come back to your alma mater, you come back to Downers Grove North, right? Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, the acoustics in that place are great.
Oh, wonderful.
I've always been impressed with the acoustics. I mean, this is your high school. This is the auditorium. Did you ever perform in that auditorium when you were in high school?
I played at the Rotary Talent Search Contest on that stage when I was in high school.
Did you win? Or was
I won.
Did you?
Yes. I was very surprised. There were some very talented other students there, and it allowed me to record my first album. So that's
really
what really kicked off my career was that Rotary Talent Search Contest.
I'm going to ask you something. We've talked about this before. I'm going to guess that there were not a whole lot of girls in the competition because we've talked before about there was a time when there weren't a lot of women playing guitar. Right?
It's true. There's more and more now.
Yeah.
So we're really seeing that turn around just the last few years.
And Steve always teases Muriel and says she's as big as a minute.
Well, yeah.
I will never forget the night when one of us said to you, your hands are so tiny. How is it did you play guitar? And you said, well,
you said, nobody ever told me I couldn't.
So I just did. Okay. I thought, yes, that's right. Well,
I guess you guys are done bragging about me.
Yes, we are.
I can go back to my cameras.
Yeah, that's right.
Love you, folks. I'll be back in a little bit. Go ahead, please. Don't let me stop.
Tom is known for making his videos everywhere he goes.
And terrific videos,
yes,
too.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And that's your new iPhone 11, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the 11 Pro Max.
It's really impressive.
This is the coolest one here, though.
What is that?
This is an Osmo Pocket with a gimbal on it. See?
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
Really?
Let's get that rolling, too.
Because the pictures you've been taking are just so lifelike. They're absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean, you should. Them of you live people.
Apple should be hearing this right now and saying, sign that man up, right? He could be our spokesmodel for the new Apple.
Since guitars are in the house,
yes.
We're going to impose on both Tom and Muriel for playing. But why don't we take a break, take care of a little bit of business, and then we'll come back with two of the best guitar players on the planet. So stick around. Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. I'm not going to use any musical bump because we've got two of the best musicians on the planet right in the studio. So with Muriel Anderson and Tom Brush, nice enough to join us.
I looked away for just a split second and then turned back to Muriel, and she has this amazing instrument in front of her. In fact, I took pictures of you the last time you were in studio, and I would show them to people and say, what is this? And the reaction is so funny because it's like an instrument most people have never seen, the harp guitar, which has two necks on the guitar, and it just looks so complicated.
Oh, it's not really. You just play this part like a regular guitar, and then whenever you want to, you can throw in some low bass notes, or on this one, this is a unique one because it also has a set of super trebles, so it has 20 strings altogether.
Yes.
At the moment.
Yes. Now, when you first brought a harp guitar in here to play for us, it seemed to me that it was bigger than that, because this is a harp guitar that you designed or was designed for you?
Yes. This one was designed specifically to fit in the overhead bin of an airplane.
Amazing.
And so in order to do that, we had to make the neck of the guitar shorter and smaller so that it's tuned up a step higher. So it would be like if you had a capo on the second fret if you're a guitar player.
Okay.
And so it created a whole different sound. And the other thing that I had done with this is it has nylon strings on the regular part of the sub basses, but steel strings on the super trebles. So it's one of the few instruments with nylon and steel on the same instrument.
And yet you were able to just slide back and forth between the two different types of strings, right?
Yeah, they have different...
I love the way you go,
They have different sounds, different purposes.
Yes. All right, well, then show us the different sounds and different purposes.
I'll do one that people have been wanting me to record this ever since that I took on a dare to learn this tune.
Okay.
And I finally did on the new cookbook CD. But this is a tune from France called Under Paris Skies.
Le ciel de Paris s'envole une chanson. Elle est née d'aujourd'hui dans le cœur d'un garçon. Sous le ciel de Paris marchent les amoureux. Le bonheur se construit, ce bonheur fait par eux. Sur la pente Bercy, un philosophe assis, deux musiciens, quelques badons, puis les jeunes familles. Sur le ciel de Paris, jusqu'à soir, vont chanter. L'hymne de l'épée prépris dans ce vieille cité. Près de Notre-Dame, parfois couvre drame, oui, mais apparemment, tout peut s'arranger. Quelques rayons de ciel d'été, l'accordéon, un marinier, l'espoir fleurit au ciel de Paris. Et le ciel de Paris a son secret pour lui. Depuis 20 siècles, il était pris dans notre île de Saint-Louis. Quand il est trop jaloux de ses millièrement, il fait grandir ce nous son tonnerre éclatant. Mais le ciel de Paris n'est pas longtemps cruel pour se faire pardonner, il offre la Castille.
All right.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
Thank you. I was going to ask you to sing along with that.
Did you win the bet?
Yeah.
I hope you did.
So.
Wow.
Now, I have to ask you to describe something.
Yes.
For the guitar players listening, imagine, first of all, this thing Muriel has. It's a guitar.
It's
but
a
then
gorgeous.
On top of that guitar is a harp. And then the neck where you would normally have, well, you have the tuning pegs, but you've got like a gear shift on the tuning pegs. What
yes,
the heck is that all
this
about?
This was built by Mike Doolin in Portland, Oregon, and I asked if he could find a way to make half-step tuners in the basses so that I could play in different keys. And in this song, so that I could play a chromatic line. So I'm taking this lever and moving it up and down in the bass.
Or you're doing kind of a Duane Eddy thing.
Yeah,
too,
in the middle of the tune, depending on what notes I need in the bass. And so this is the first harp guitar to have the over-the-top half-step tuners that I know of.
How does your mind... I mean, your mind is a strange place to be.
Sometimes
to come up
I
with
think
that
it
stuff.
Is.
I can vouch for that.
That's Brian piping in there.
Yes, that was the peanut gallery. Brian Allison. I can vouch for that.
Brian, who does some of the most extraordinary videos and photography.
And this new project that Muriel has, I'm so excited by, because I was just handed a copy.
Actually, you're the first to...
Oh, really? Yeah. This is your new cookbook and Acoustic Chef. It is absolutely gorgeous. And Brian, you did the artwork on this, right?
Mm-hmm.
You put this together.
I did.
And on the front of, I'll have to take a picture and put it on Facebook. On the front, the CD that goes with the recipes in the cookbook is snapped right there on the front. And I've got to take a moment to say that I know, Brian, you are so good at what you do. I've been so impressed. You two actually met with another project that was award-winning, right?
Yes, Nightlight Daylight. That won a bunch of awards for Brian's artwork as well as the music.
Wasn't it the first CD packaging that lit up?
Yes.
The stars in the sky lit up?
Right, with fiber optics.
Which is
amazing.
And
still the only one that's using fiber optics.
Really?
Yeah, so.
Wow.
Together, really
you guys are scary. In a good
way.
We've
been working on this project for 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And I had it rolling around in my mind for, 10 times that many.
Mm-hmm.
But it's recipes that we've collected from all around the world, and I've written or arranged a tune for each recipe.
Mm-hmm.
And that tune, of course, that I just played goes with quiche.
Oh, of course.
Yes. And so you have music to cook by.
And a good wine.
Yes.
And the song. And how many cuts are on the CD?
14.
14 cuts. So 14 recipes in the book.
Yes, and a few extra recipes.
And the book, Acoustic Chef, which is the perfect title, will be available at your show tomorrow night.
Yes.
Right?
We had Maximum Printing printed up pre-release copies just in time for the show.
Nice.
And
wonderful.
So it's a special pre-release this Saturday.
And people can also order it on your website?
Yes, and we just put up some little samples of it, little menu samples. So if you go to MurielAnderson.com, you can click over there.
Okay.
The Acoustic Chef page.
In fact, Muriel is at Downers Grove North High School on Saturday night with Tom Brush as her special guest. But you pop up, you've got a couple of other things like a workshop, and then you're going to be kind of doing a Midwest tour heading back to Nashville, right?
Yes, on to Wisconsin, Racine, and then Valparaiso, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And up
right down the I-65.
Yep, right. A little further in Indiana, and then a few shows in Ohio.
Great. Well, she's in the studio with us tonight, along with Tom Brush as her special guest and our special guest.
And I'm going to give Tom a little warning, because we cannot have one of the world's greatest guitar players in the studio and not have him perform something live. I know Tom was nice enough to give us a brand new CD. We're going to play some things from that, but we're going to take a little break. And after a break... and he's going to say, oh, I don't have to do this.
That means I have to play Muriel's guitar. Look at all the damn strings.
I know. And the gear shifts and everything.
Yeah, I don't shift, and I don't need all those on the bottom. I don't know.
Surprise! We have
and
another guitar
one,
for
she's
you.
She's already rigged it with a bunch more strings.
Yeah.
It's like a regular guitar. But
well, we'll all learn together. How's that? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come right back here on WGN.
Steve King and Johnny Putman of WGN Radio. Once again, I'm not going to waste time by playing a bump when we have two of the A bump is the technical term for the music that is used coming out of a commercial break. But we have two of the world's greatest musicians in the house with us. And no, I'm not going to waste time playing records when we can hear some of the real deal. And Tom Brush is right now saying, why the heck did I come into this studio? I don't know if I have to do this. He's got Muriel's guitar.
Oh, that's just it. He's got somebody else's guitar.
96-string guitar. With a great big wide neck. And she's supposed to have these little tiny hands. How come I can't get my hand all the way around it?
Well, whatever.
Comedy relief, I'm sure.
Whatever you would like to do for us, Mr. Tom Brush.
I'd like to break and run, really. That's a good old...
You're a trooper. Thank you.
There, I get the... Oops.
All right, get yourself...
If I'm shuffling, folks, it's because I'm just shuffling around. Don't look at your radio. Your radio's fine. I'm going to do a song that Muriel likes. It's also on my album Time there, but this one's got just one guitar. That one's got two on it. This is a song written by a friend of mine that was just such an incredible writer. His name is C.J. Watson. And he went to bed one night, 49 years old. He went to bed one night, and he never got up again. And that was it. So this song is one of his hundreds of songs that he wrote. It's called Coup de Ville. It's from the movie Coup de Ville that starred Jack Nicholson and J-Lo, I think, Susan. I'm just making this up, folks. There was no movie. Don't go on Google looking for, where's the one we missed with Jack Nicholson and J-Lo? There is no movie. Okay, anyway, this is Coupe de Ville for Muriel and for you folks listening here. I got it already wrong. I hate this guitar burner. Hit it out of L.A. on a Sunday in a brand new car. Here we are. I thought a week back in Nashville ought to make me a country western star. I was living in a cheap hotel. My first audition didn't go so well. And the desk clerk wasn't impressed. My last check bounced just like the rest. I got myself a new hood dress while I was living in Coupe de Ville, the only city in the world on wheels, the smallest town that you'll ever see, because the only population's me. Oh Lord, you ought to see this view I've got of the Waffle House parking lot. Until I find a way to pay my bills, well I'm living in Coupe de Ville. Companies. I went to Universal Capital, Warner Brothers, Sony, and Mercury. About my 27th time around, the secretary took me in to Mr. Brown. And when my recital was done, he said, let's do a little business, son. Oh, by the way, now where are you from? I said, I'm living in Cooperville, the only city in the world. See, 'cause the only population's me. Oh Lord, you ought to see this view I've got of the Waffle House parking lot. Until I find a way to pay my bills, well I'm living in Coupe de Ville. Well, he started grinning, I could see the wheels spinning when he thought about the place I live. So he put me on tour and he made damn sure I played every single bill there is. I've been to Asheville, Cookeville, Brownsville, Greenville, Louisville, Jacksonville, Johnsonville, Danville, Clarksville, Crossville, Evansville, Gainesville, Waterville, Hooterville, and I'm still living in Cooperville, the only city in the world on wheels, back seat's got a couple of bunks, and there's a drummer living in my trunk. Until we find a way to pay our bills, we're living in Cooperville. I don't guess that we ever will get out of this Cooperville.
Wonderful, Tom.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Your voice is like butter. It really is.
Yeah, it probably is. Slippery.
Greasy. Oh,
goes
guys.
Well on toast.
That was a real treat. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Tom, for any for anybody who may be new to us or new to you, can I go back a little bit?
You can do whatever you want. It's your show.
You were raised, your daddy was one of the lions of guitar players. He created Travis Picking, talking about Merle Travis, wrote things like 16 Tons, and was it intimidating for you as a kid?
No.
Really? Okay.
Before you even ask. No, I was not intimidated by any of it, because as long as I could remember, I was always around guitar players.
Mm-hmm.
As long as my memory. I mean, I've got pictures of me that my mom used to get so mad at them. They would drink those little beers that had the little short tops on mm-hmm. them, and they would leave about a quarter of an inch or so on the bottom, and they all put it on the ground next to him because they knew I'm crawling all around there at these jam sessions. And she caught him, you know, pushing it over by me. I'm not even 2 years old yet. I'm a little guy, and the musicians are putting these beers out, showing them, and then they drink it, and I see them do that, and I'm over there trying to get it.
And it's good.
They're helping me hold that thing here. Hold like this. Mom says, you don't do that. He's one of us. You can see he is.
He's
already
two, but he's one of us.
So, you know. That's, yeah.
Well, is it true that you started out doing a little acting, though, as a youngster before you started performing as a musician?
Well, not really. No, I kind of did everything at once.
So you've always just been an entertainer, whether it was acting or...
Yeah, I did stunt work in mm-hmm. Westerns, and I did... I've been on a stage since, first time I was on stage, I was 3 years old. Hank Penny, do you remember Hank Penny?
Remember the name,
well,
yeah.
Well, Hank put me on a stage. He was on every Sunday, this place, and I was the token cute kid, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And I went up my little cowboy outfit, and I had a ukulele that I thought was my guitar, and he was just tuning those four rubber band strings down to nothing. Mm-hmm. And I did all the moves with the band, and everybody, mm-hmm. oh, he's so cute. And then he put me up on, sorry, Mike. I got up on this little box, like a soap box, and I sang a chorus, "Your Cheating Heart."
Oh.
They gave me $2, and I went over and bought ice cream for all my friends. A
couple beers.
Only a dime a scoop in those days. So I was in it. Now, that's my father, Travis, my father. My dad is Bud Bresch, that mm-hmm. was a cameraman for the studios. He was a photographer and all that. That's where I got my love of photography, I guess, from. And guitar was... I always wanted to play piano.
Hmm.
And I had this gene inside me. Said, "You're not playing no piano." And mm-hmm. I never... I was never too good on piano. Not at all.
Hmm.
I approached it almost like a guitar. My left hand just took care of strictly the bass strings, you know, and I do that, and the chords. I'm going to knock this mic out. I'm sorry, buddy. We don't know each other well yet. I'm not used to somebody hovering around me yet. But you're pretty. You're handsome, however it may be. So that's kind of what, and I was on the stage since I was 3 years old because of Hank, and I started doing stunt work and stuff. The Hollywood Chamber of Commerce put me in the Thanksgiving parade every year, Hollywood's youngest stuntman.
Really?
And I had to carry this big sign down the street in front of Corrigan and his big stallion and his all his stuff, because the Corriganville Movie Ranch is the most shot at Western Movie Ranch out in Hollywood, you know. You hear all these things about Spawn's Movie Ranch because of the Sheraton Tate.
Oh, in the movie, Once Upon a Time.
Yeah. They lived out there, but that was that wasn't really a movie ranch. I think they shot a couple of documentaries on that property, but the other one was a full-blown 2,200-acre movie lot with Fort Apache built on it and the Main Street, and they shot the road.
Didn't
first
hop
time
along.
I ever went skinny dipping was in the Robin Hood Lake. And I used to love that because the camera guys all knew me. They say, "Hey, Tommy, we're going to go down and shoot. This guy's going to wrestle an alligator, and we're going to shoot it from underneath. You want to come down?" Yeah, I get to go in the camera booth down there that looked right into the water, you know, this lake that they used to jump stage coaches and everything off the fall there into the.
So you saw the magic being made.
Yeah, I mean, I watched and I said, that's not going to fool anybody. That's not 20 feet down there.
But it did,
It takes that dive off there with a, you know, that's why they only used two horses on a team for a big a Wells Fargo stagecoach, because it was only 20 feet. But that's also when I learned the power of a wide-angle lens sitting right across, right across the lake, right down at Lake's View, looking up. God, the thing looked like it. And they shot it all. They said, we over-cranked the frame weight. I said, over-cranked the frame rate? What's that mean? Oh, we shoot a lot more frames instead of the 24 we need to make the movie. So, but then it plays back, and it's real clean, and it's slow motion. It takes them a long time to get down to that water, and you're seeing it with this wide view. Oh, so they had to give me a couple little examples. Oh, I'll be damned. So I wanted to... wide-angle lens of my own, I throw off my buddies off that lake.
Well, being privy to that kind of education, and as you said, your dad being a cameraman, did you ever think about going into that profession?
Yeah, I've always thought about it. I mean, I've done, over the years, a lot of that.
How did you then become the professional guitarist slash entertainer?
Well, Hank Penny put me on stage.
And that was the beginning? And you were a bit.
And when I was 15 and a half, Hank... used to have Roy Clark working for him in the... He played all the lounges in Vegas, Tahoe, Reno, and all that. And Roy got a chance to open for Andy Griffith. And Hank says, you need to go over there and move into that main showroom and play with Andy Griffith. You got to get out of here. He says, I don't want to leave here. I like the guys and all that. Hank says, fine, then you're fired.
Oh.
That was the end of that.
Okay.
Hank went off the road for about a year and a half, and then he came over one night and said, I want to put Tommy in where, he called me Tommy, wanted to put me in where Roy Clark used to be, kind of doing my straight lines, some comedy, playing a bunch of instruments, and doing impersonations and all that stuff. And he says, I'll take care of him. I'll make sure he stands up when ladies walk to the table, which he did, or I'd get a heel right in the middle of my front of my foot. He'd come down on me underneath, look at me, and I'd stand up. Yeah, that's how it's done. How are you, man? Nice to see you. God, I bet I'm black and blue. He said, stand up next time. You won't be black and blue.
Wow.
Hank said, I would give you a Southern education. He was from Alabama.
School of Hard Knocks.
Yes, literally.
Ma'am. Yes, sir. No, ma'am. No, sir.
Tom Bresch.
Thank you. Woman comes up. I don't care if it's your waitress. Stand up.
Yep.
Wow.
Tom, I was always getting up. He says, you don't have to get up now. You know, like.
Hold your thought. We're going to take a break. And with us in the studio is Tom Bresch. And this is a real treat because we just went off on the tangent to Hollywood, and I loved it. Also, Muriel Anderson is with us in studio, and they're both going to be in concert on Saturday
Extraordinary
night.
Extraordinary concert.
Yes. Downers Grove North High School will tell you all about it, and we'll also let you, the fans, chime in as you've been doing on Facebook and through text. So stay with us on WGN.
Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. And no, we're not wasting time playing musical bumps out of commercial breaks while we've got two of the world's greatest musicians in the studio with us, Muriel Anderson and Tom Bresch. You can see them this Saturday. It's going to be at Downers Grove North High School. And the time is what, Muriel?
8 p.m.
Okay.
And people usually start coming about 7:15. And there'll be free refreshments there.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And a chance to win a new Eastman guitar. Tobias Music is donating
a guitar.
So somebody with a ticket price, you might.
Thanks for mentioning Tobias Music, because Saturday is Small Business Saturday.
Yeah.
And
they're great.
They are a wonderful small business. So, and thanks to them for being involved in your shows, as they are every year. Tickets are $22 in advance, $25 at the door, $15 and $17 students and seniors. And you get all this information at Muriel's site. Or you can stop by, I assume on Saturday, you can stop by Tobias and pick up a ticket then.
Tobias Music or Anderson Bookstore, Anderson's Bookshop.
Another small business that deserves a shout out. Who doesn't love a bookstore in the neighborhood? So, that's Muriel and Tom Brush, her annual Saturday after Thanksgiving show, Downers Grove North High School, her high school, 4436 North on Main Street. Okay, you've got your guitar back. Tom didn't break it, right?
We were trying to decide what to
do.
You thought about it? We kind of could tell by that look on your face, but.
We're trying to decide what to do, because there's, like, with all the new music that I've written for Acoustic Chef, it's music from all around the world and all different styles. Mm-hmm. And so maybe I'll go with something, a little different. This is one that was inspired by my great-grandparents when they first immigrated from Finland.
I love this
one. And I call this one The Immigrant.
That is absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
I love that.
It's trying to capture the mixed emotions of my great-grandparents when they came in. The memories of the old country and the promise and the challenges of the new country.
Now, they came to this country in what year?
Well, let's see. It was had to have been right around 1900, right around that
okay.
time.
And wasn't it the video that you found of them?
The video of my grandparents. Mm-hmm. So that was 1929. So that was just a little after that. So at that time, it was Prohibition in America.
Mm-hmm.
And we found this film that they had taken. They got one of the first home movie cameras back in 1929,
wow.
and they took video of their vacation to Canada, where they proceeded mm-hmm. to drink heavily for the benefit of the camera. to show
only for the benefit friends. Of the camera.
Yes, only for the benefit yes. of the camera. And so it was a black and white silent film, and I wrote some music to go with it. I can play a little clip of that, maybe?
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
A clip. So and this one also goes with the pickle recipe from my mother, because I call this one a fine pickle.
That's fun.
Oh, thank you.
You know, the guitar style of that was actually inspired by Tom Brush's father, Merle Travis. So I learned Travis picking when I was young. And so I borrowed some of that style from him
great.
For that tune.
And that's cut number two in the new cookbook. And I know you're saying, huh?
Yes,
it's the Acoustic Chef that comes with a CD of Muriel's music that accompanies the recipes, the 14 recipes in the book. And we'll tell you how you can get your hands mm-hmm. on it, how you can see Muriel and Tom Brush in concert tomorrow night, Saturday night. It's her 28th annual After Thanksgiving celebration at Downers Grove North High School. And we've locked the doors. They found
yes.
their way here, so we're not letting them leave. They're going to stick around for a little while after the 9 o'clock news. So we hope that you all would stay with us as well.
We've got a lot coming up. A little later, we're going to be treated to an in-studio performance by the Empty Pockets, who just got back from Great Britain performing with Al Stewart and people like Kenny Loggins.
And we'll also have a little website Wednesday night. On a Friday night, Saturday morning, Patrick Crispin, our cyber guru, will be joining us, and he's going to be answering questions about tech gifts for the year and Windows 7 and what's going to happen with Windows after the first of the year, new Apple products. And can I just take a moment to say, since he's the daddy of our grandbaby, Joseph. Joseph is listening right now, so Gigi says hi. I love you. And Granddude says hi. he loves you, too. So thanks for listening. In California.
Stay with us, more coming up.
was a pepper, I'd burn your tongue. If I was a bullet, you'd be my gun. And if I was time, I'd move real slow. And I'd follow you around wherever you go. If I was a dollar, I would never be gone. And if I was a porch light, I'd stay on. And if I was a bottle, I would be champagne. And you could drink me all, I wouldn't complain. But I'm just a song, I'm just a song. There's a million like me, but I'm the only one. A song for you, just for you. Chords and a heart full of truth, I'd get you through. I'm just a song.
And that is Tom Brush, and that's one of the cuts from his new CD, Time. Tom is nice enough to be in the studio with us, along with Muriel Anderson. And Tom and Muriel Anderson are going to be appearing tomorrow night at Downers Grove North High School. By the way, us is Steve King and Johnny Putman, in case you're just in Chicago and wondering for Thanksgiving, who the heck are these strange people on the radio?
Or maybe you're like Robin Carpentersville or Jill, who is in Orlando listening to us tonight.
Hey, Jill.
Yeah, so we've got Florida checked in and Utah and Texas and all over the country. So we appreciate you guys stopping by. But if you're local, you've got to get out and see Muriel Anderson and Tom Brush on Saturday night at Downers Grove North High School. Now, we've seen many of your concerts, your Thanksgiving, after Thanksgiving concerts, and you've always had an opportunity to perform with your guests. You're going to be doing that with Tom, too,
yes,
tomorrow.
Yes, yeah. We
so just buckle up.
We played a little after Thanksgiving dinner, and it was so fun. So yeah, we're going to be doing that
That's great.
At the end of the show.
And Muriel will have her music available at the show, as well as this new cookbook, this unbelievable cookbook. And I just did some Christmas shopping. If you've been good, you might get one of them. So,
yeah. Oh, yes. You were our very first clients. Okay, we sold our first
cookbook. Isn't that cool?
Yes, we gave you one, of course.
It's a yes, you gave me a compliment, yes. But I got to do my Christmas shopping. That's such a good feeling when you realize, wow, I've actually did a book, and they're buying it. Really, that's going to be fun Saturday night, and people are going to go crazy when they see this.
Oh, Brian did a beautiful job with,
with
the layout. And we put We put a lot of work into those stories, and the recipes, and of course the music that goes with it.
And just a quick explanation as we're talking about the cookbook. Brian, the cover is an acoustic guitar. Is that Muriel's guitar pictured on the cover? Okay, that's Muriel's guitar. And then the center where the hole of the guitar hole would be, that's where the CD snaps on to the front.
Yes.
Brilliant.
And it has one of the recipes on the CD disc itself. When you take the CD disc off, then in the sound hole is my quiche yin-yang there. So
that's so good. And I love the fact that the pages are, if you have it open in the kitchen and you're cooking, you don't have to worry about spills. You just wipe them right off the pages.
Yes, and there's a special sleeve in the back to keep your CD safe while you're cooking.
Nice, very nice. And it's Acoustic Chef by Muriel Anderson and Brian.
And isn't the cookbook Wi-Fi enabled, so if you turn to a specific page, that song starts playing automatically?
That's like next year, Steve.
It's something like that.
That's next year.
Not exactly.
Okay.
And Tom, will people be able to get your CD at the concert tomorrow night, too?
Yeah, and is this on now?
Yes.
I have my cookbook out there as well, because I don't cook. But
you do enjoy going to restaurants. We see that on Facebook.
Well, yeah, I go to restaurants. I eat constantly, but I don't cook.
But you take pictures. Not everybody does that. You take pictures and you post them on your Facebook page.
I know.
And
I shot my I won't even go into it because they made it right. At the hotel, I got down there and says, you know, breakfast stopped 6 minutes ago.
Oh.
Well, can I get coffee? I says, well, you can use the buffet, too, if you want. That's only $13. Okay, I'll use the buffet. Can I get coffee? That's what I want to know. Most important part.
Yes.
Yeah. So I got my cup of coffee, and I went over and looked at the buffet. They had a few scrambled eggs left and a sausage and a few little
chunks of bacon there. And I put those on the plate. I have a picture of that because I was going to really get on them, see?
Oh, my God. So people can buy that picture?
Since you were so late, we'd like to make this compliments of of the Double Tree. I will say their name. Because he says, we want you to have... There's more bacon and more sausage. No, this is plenty. Thank you. That's very nice.
Yeah, we put our guests in the Double Tree in Downers Grove every year.
That's nice.
So that was nice of him. I like that.
Yes, the power of the camera, though.
Tom, I think that's your next song title, More Bacon, More Sausage.
Yeah.
Or Treat Me Nice. That would also work.
I'm more of a pasta lover. All the stuff I like, my doctor says you can't have that anymore.
Of course. That's the way it always is.
No pasta, no rice, no potatoes, no bread.
All the good stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. He says, I'm 2 points off being diabetic.
Oh, dear.
That's 2 points. I'm not there, right?
No,
but you will be if you keep eating the stuff you eat.
Because if you could eat pasta, you ask Brian and Muriel, we would take you to the best Italian restaurant
you have ever been to. I'm my own boss. Nobody's the boss of me.
Yeah.
What you got?
De Luciano's in River Grove.
Yes.
Boy, I believe it around here, Chicago. Chicago. Come on, eh?
Have you ever played Chicago? I mean, is this the closest?
I played with Muriel here at something she did. It wasn't her Thanksgiving. What was that?
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a guitar night of some sort. I do these all-star guitar nights, but it was some sort of a smaller version of that we
It was
here.
Fun. I remember that.
Yeah.
And Tom, but we're talking about this earlier. Am I wrong, or is this one of your first radio appearances in Chicago?
It could be in Chicago.
Wow.
I'm not on radio.
I bought the first book. It's Tom's first time in the radio in Chicago. Stick around, folks. We're going to take a quick break. Muriel's got her guitar back in hand. Stay with us on WGN.
Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. And we're lucky enough to have Muriel Anderson and Tom Brush in the studio with us for a little while longer. You can see them tomorrow night at the Downers Grove High School. What time does the concert start?
8 p.m.
Okay.
And you can get tickets at the door very easily, and you can get them at a discount just up the street at Anderson's Bookstore. If you get there early, just swing by and you can pick them up at a discount. And you can also get them online up until 3 p.m. tomorrow.
Oh.
So that's the easiest way. Go to MurielAnderson.com. Mm-hmm. You can just pick them up online, and then you get them at a discount.
And it's a show for the whole family. So you can make this. I know we met people when we were at your show who do this as a family tradition. They get all dressed up and they come out for the after Thanksgiving show.
We try to keep the price low, and the whole community has really come together to help us do that, to allow families to come year after year. All the printing of these books actually also, and the posters is done by Maximum Printing in Downers Grove. And Claim Jumpers helps us out gives us some backstage food. And then the apple cider is provided by Trader Joe's. Mm-hmm. So they provide the hot apple cider that we serve.
And the baked goods are provided by your family.
My family cooks the baked goods.
Yep.
Right.
You got Trader Louie coming in there with anything to put in the apple cider, huh?
Yeah, you have to bring your own hooch for the apple cider. Hoochless apple cider there.
No Trader Louie tomorrow.
What would you like to do for us, Muriel?
Well, there's one tune that goes with the salmon in endive boats. That was inspired by the book. Actually, both the recipe and the music were inspired by the Hemingway book, The Old Man and the Sea. So if you remember that book, that's the old man was feeling kind of glum that he hadn't caught any fish for a long time. And so finally he goes out sailing, and he's feeling better until he catches the biggest fish of his life way out there. And there's this battle between man and fish. And finally when he gets it and lashes it to the side of his boat, then the sharks come and try to eat his catch, and so he's fighting off the sharks. So finally, when he gets to his little port town in Cuba, he's trailing just the skeleton of what was his fish. And this is The Old Man and the Sea. Thank you.
Fabulous.
It's beautiful.
Thank
Absolutely
you.
Beautiful.
You need the Cuban percussion players in
oh,
that.
Oh, no, you don't. That was so good.
What kind of food was that for?
That was for the salmon in endive boats because, you know, in the story, he's trying to get the fish into the boat, but
right.
he can't get the fish into the boat. So in this one, you cook the fish and put them in the little boats. So you have to make sure
that's
it's the right size so that they can get into the boats, unlike the old man who couldn't. Didn't have the right size fish for his boat.
It's so. I love the way your mind works. It scares me, but it's wonderful.
And I always wonder where you go when you play, because your face, you are so emotionally involved with what you're playing. And sometimes your eyes will be closed, but where do you go when you're playing?
Well, you know, that's a tune that I did not think I would play tonight. It just kind of came to me. I have not played it for a long time, and so it's one that changes a little bit each time
mm-hmm.
I do it. And so I let the music take me where it wants to take me. And so it's my job to follow where the music wants to go tonight.
So that's what your face is showing us. You're reacting as the music takes you to different places. Because I was snapping like pictures like furiously because I'm sitting right across from you. And I went, wow, these pictures really tell a story. You're happy, then you're,
So I have to remember, you know, where the shark is, you know. And so tonight I did this little... It was a little ode to Jaws there.
And
right
your eyes then. Look around. And that was wonderful.
I was going to let you... just toss the old man out in the ocean at that point.
Well, the listeners are loving it. We're getting wonderful texts from people saying, this is such a joy. One of my favorite texts was, I'm sitting in the parking lot of Best Buy, and it looks like I'm not going to be doing any shopping tonight. Also, a listener fell asleep while the Hawks game was on and then somehow worked us into a dream, and then Muriel's music was playing, and the listener said, dreams do come true. I woke up and realized this was not a dream, that you really were on the radio. It's so exciting. And another listener said that your parents told this person that you actually started out in the business making paper dolls because you realized that you could make people happy and make money at the same time.
Yeah.
I love
used
that.
Used to go to little craft fairs, and uh-huh. they were... Cornhusk Dolls.
Cornhusk, yes. Okay.
Cornhusk
Dolls,
yes.
Hmm. Well, yeah, I could see that. I'd buy a Muriel Anderson Cornhusk doll. Yeah. Can you work on that?
Well, I was about 12 at the time.
Well,
but Johnny's been taking pictures, and Tom Bresch has been taking some videos and pictures. Are these going to be up at Breschman.com or?
Who knows where any of them wind up?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Bresch.com is where they usually end up. He's got a lot of really cool videos there.
Yeah.
Moments from life.
Huh. Well, most of it, well, some of it's on Bresch.com, but most of it's on Bresch Digital TV on YouTube.
Yeah.
We got over 500 videos there.
Wow.
Yeah. But there's half a dozen or so on my website.
Mm-hmm. I'm a subscriber, and you do some fun
you're
things.
Good man.
I like some of the things, like there was one you did, I don't know, a couple of years ago, where you were on a train and you just kind of took us through this train as you were on the train. I forget where
that
you were going.
That one went down the Grand Canyon?
Yes.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
I always like to go down in the Grand Canyon, not fall into it.
Yep.
You're funny like that, right?
That would suck, that falling.
Yeah, part. I think so.
Your dad and I were talking about that tonight. He's showing me his Grand Canyon picture. This down, this is about a mile straight down. Well, that's that end. What's the end I was worried about? Yeah. I was at it.
Muriel, coming up, we're going to be doing a segment on Small Business Saturday. And somebody that you know and have a bit of history with is going to kick it off for us. Terry Straker from Guitar Works.
Oh, that's great.
You have a little history with him, right?
Yes, yeah. He taught me a couple of tunes and always went to Terry to get my guitar repaired.
And the store is celebrating 40 years.
40 years up in Evanston.
And I took mandolin lessons from Jethro Burns at Terry Straker's shop.
Yeah. I remember the first time we walked into the shop and somebody said to me, that's Jethro Burns. And I go, as in Homer and Jethro? What's he doing here? Oh, he lives right down the street and his wife wanted to get him out of the house. So he works here now. I love that.
Tom, sometime you should go up to Guitar Works. It's a mom and pop shop up in Evanston, just north of Chicago. And Terry Straker, the owner, is we've known Terry for how many years?
About 30 years.
About 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew he was an honest man. The first time I walked in, I've got a 1959 Gibson ES-355, and I'm the only owner. And I walked in, and the first thing Terry said to me is, I'll do the repairs you want, but you stay here with it. He said, don't leave this any place. And he warned me, he said, you'll come back and you'll find your pickups look real new. Yeah, they'll be new because they are new because somebody will have taken the pickups out of the guitar. But point is, I knew I was dealing with an honest guy right away.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, he repaired my mandolin once and I had so many cracks in it. He spent a long time repairing it, putting all these shims in there. And then in pen backwards so that I could only read it when I put a mirror inside. Was written on the inside of my mandolin, no more wisecracks, Muriel.
Oh, that's smart. You know, we're going to talk to Terry in a little bit. We're going to take a quick break. How about when we come back, we want to remind people of everything from the book to the show, of course, tomorrow night with Tom out at Downers Grove North High School, and where people can follow you because you are going to be popping up in Wisconsin and sites in Indiana. Mm-hmm. We've got listeners in Ohio. You're going there as well.
Yes.
So we'll come right back after a break, and we'll run through all of that with Muriel and then cut them loose so they can get some rest on WGN.
Well, Black Friday may be over, but I've got my own Black Monday because I got to be here at 5 a.m. But if I'm here, I'd love to have you here. We'll be entertaining, informative, and other things that you can say behind my back.
Wake up with
the Steve Cochran Show, Monday morning.
Radio Chicago, WGN.
Every parent wants what's best for their children.
My favorite colors are purple, green, and blue.
Great schools, a safe environment with room to grow and play. Consider Oak Forest, just 30 minutes south of the Loop on I-57. Featuring Blue Ribbon Schools, this family-friendly community represents one of the area's most affordable and diverse neighborhoods. Oak Forest is a place you'll want to call home. Tucked away in scenic forest preserves, this is the ideal environment for those who enjoy the outdoors. Featuring 20 neighborhood parks, top-notch golf courses, and a wide range of leisure programs, Oak Forest is the perfect setting for those who cherish connecting with neighbors and living a healthy lifestyle. Plus, with easy access to both metro and interstate highways, residents are never far from the heart of Chicago's Loop. Live the life you imagined in Oak Forest. Oak Forest, all good things close to home. visit livingoakforest.com.
Antique books make unique holiday gifts. The Antiquarian Booksellers Association of America invites you to discover books in all fields and all prices, and gifts for your family, friends, or yourself. History, cooking, science, novels, first editions, and much more. Don't buy another tie. A book is enduring and will fill both the reader's and the collector's soul. Visit their website to find an antiquarian bookshop near you, or online. Visit ABAA.org to discover the antique book world. That's ABAA.org.
What's a Zoom room? It's what your conference room is meant to be, with flawless video and audio conferencing, instant wireless content sharing from any device, and just one tap of a button to start a meeting. Any space can easily become a modern, simple-to-use Zoom room, from huddle rooms to executive offices to huge training rooms. And whether you have a few rooms or a few thousand, Zoom Rooms is effortlessly scalable. Sign up online for a free 30-day trial of Zoom Rooms and meet happy with Zoom.
It's Black Friday all month long at your local Chevy dealer. Now, during the Chevy Black Friday sales event, get 20% below MSRP on Chevy's most popular cars, trucks, and SUVs. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details. And score big!
Steve King and Johnny Putman of WGN Radio. And again, we're not wasting time playing any, playing any bump music, because we have two of the best musicians on the planet in the studio with us, Muriel Anderson and Tom Bresch. You can see both Muriel and Tom tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, Downers Grove North, High School. Be there or be square.
And a listener who's a trucker sitting in a Petro truck stop in Rochelle, Illinois, gives you a shout-out, Muriel. Loving the music tonight and the fact that we're back on the radio, because we had a lot. Well, you know, we used to do this until like 3 o'clock in the morning, right, on Thanksgiving night.
Yes. Yep.
That's how our tradition with Muriel Anderson started. We would just be fat and lazy. And trying
to fight off the tryptophan.
And we would say, Muriel, play for us. And we would just eat leftovers and sit around till literally 3 o'clock in the morning.
And it never felt like it. The time flew by every time.
It was
time.
Just fun.
Yeah. Remember the night we had you and Howard Levy, and it was just crazy. It was a full moon night, and you played Vincent. And a listener called in tears because they were sitting out in the field with a full moon, and there you were playing Starry, Starry Night. And I said, wow, that was one of those moments I'll not forget on the radio.
Tom, next time we get the chance to get you in the studio, if Muriel's here, I'm going to impose on you and ask you to bring your own guitar, because we want you and Muriel to play something together at some point in the future.
Deal.
And
okay.
All right.
And we were talking off the air, but there's a story that I will never forget. We were at MCs at one of Muriel Anderson's All-Star Guitar Nights. It was a tribute to Les Paul. And one of the moments that really stands out to me is when Tom Bresch and Les are on stage. And Les is just jumping up and down the neck of the guitar and having all kinds of fun. And Tom has this wonderful guitar. That it is a guitar that has two separate necks on it, and he literally flips the guitar over, and he can play either side of the guitar. So at one point, Tom is playing something on one side of the guitar, and then he flips it over and plays something on the other side of the guitar and looks at Les and says, okay, try that with your damn Les Paul.
Well, that's kind of what went on.
Is that the guitar you can have with you tomorrow night at the concert?
Yeah, I'll be all right with that thing tomorrow.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a really cool guitar that Tom will be playing tomorrow. It's nylon strings on one side, steel strings on the other. It's very interesting.
So you guys could duel, you and your harp guitar.
Yeah, we'll duel at the end.
That's great. And Muriel will have her harp guitar. In fact, a listener wanted to know if they could see the harp guitar up close and personal.
Yeah.
And you can if you go to the concert on Saturday night. And you can, in fact, follow where Muriel is going to be popping up. Her home base is now out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't let you out of here without telling the story of the first time we tried to track you down after seeing you on Nashville Now.
It was Nashville Now, yeah.
And we got all excited because they introduced you as this guitarist from Downers Grove, Illinois. And we said, what? We're right here. How could we have missed her? And you had previously talked to one of our colleagues, Ed Curran, who's now a meteorologist on CBS News. And Ed says, well, yeah, she's a local girl. And so I called Muriel Anderson, and this elderly lady picked up the phone. And apparently she'd been your secretary for years. People
and
have been called.
I didn't know it, that this lady had been, this other Muriel Anderson had been getting calls for me for
years.
Long time.
And she was kind enough to say, no, I'm not, but here's how you can get a hold of her. And finally, we tracked you down and got you in the studio, and the rest is history all these years later.
Yeah. So, again, remember to get out tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. Muriel Anderson and Tom Bresch at Downers Grove North High School.
Has your mama celebrated her birthday yet? It's a big one.
Not yet. It's coming up after the concert. So,
really?
Yes, I've
really?
Got to think of what to get my mother for her big birthday.
For her 60th birthday. It's what I said, it's a milestone birthday, right?
She's a kid.
Right.
Maybe a little more than that.
Oh, Muriel put on her website at some point, you were wondering what would be a good gift. And I was chuckling at some of the gifts that people were suggesting of people of a similar age, because I thought, that's not Muriel's mother who gets
well,
in the kitchen.
Okay, I have to tell you, I hope she's not listening now. But so I walked into the kitchen. My mother's up on a ladder, uh-huh. And then she's climbing up onto the counter to, wash the windows. And so it is, not something that a 90-year-old often does.
Right. And so people were suggesting, maybe she needs a chair lift.
No, I think she needs some athletic equipment.
Yeah, really? Something to help her get up.
A new ladder, maybe? I can get her a new ladder, yeah.
I literally chuckled. Having met your mother, I thought, nah, none of these things are going to fit for her. No.
Yeah. Wonderful. She's just very independent and loving and
what
unique.
A blessing.
Yeah. Yeah. What a special person.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you are so special to us, and we finagled a show so that we could get Muriel in so
exactly.
We could continue the tradition.
So thank you for stopping by, and Tom, thank you for being here. If people want to find out more about you, what website should they hang out at?
Just go to Bresch, like fresh, but with a B, .com.
Okay.
That's the easiest way. There's all kinds of stuff there.
And that'll link them to your TV channel and all
yeah,
that
I mean,
stuff.
Yeah, you can get to everything that has to do with me from that website.
Good.
You can go to my Facebook page, the fan page, the YouTube channel. I got some videos over there where it says something about movie, or I don't know what I'm trying to be hip, so no telling what
they call it. Just trying to be hip.
Who knows what it was?
And Brian Allen is with us in the studio, and Brian is the guy behind this beautiful finished product, which is the Acoustic Chef. And you
Thank you. You
got any other big projects that you're going to... Because you teased us with this one last year.
Yeah.
You said, we think this is going to work. We've got this vision.
And we were sitting there at DeLuciano's.
And you made it happen.
And Brian started telling us about this.
So tell us, any new projects?
Just stand by.
Oh, you tease you. But you will have some of your work in conjunction with Muriel's music on Saturday
the
night.
The AV, the video segments behind her play. Absolutely.
That's awesome. Yeah.
On a giant screen behind me, and it kind of puts you in the country where I am describes what the music is about.
Love it. Love it. Well, again, such a treat. It's official. It's the holidays now, right, Steve?
Absolutely.
Okay. Saturday night, Downers Grove North High School. Check them out. Tom Bresch and Muriel Anderson coming home for a
while. Are you guys going to be there, the two of you?
Well,
or do you have a
fingers crossed.
Commitment you have to do? Saturday night, it's hard to get
we're supposed
you radio
to be,
folks out.
We go to bed early. No. Actually, we're supposed to be decorating a tree for family, so we'll see.
But, yeah, I hope so. It's
but
nice
if there's any way we can be there, we will be
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Because
this
really is going to be a special show. So, and again, they can follow you at MurielAnderson.com and the book, the CDs, and anything else.
And they can hear some of the cuts off of this, see some of the recipes. They can pick up tickets for Saturday's concert, all those things at MurielAnderson.com.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Muriel.
Thank you both for hanging out with us.
Thank you, Tom, and thank you, Brian. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Take a left on Canal. There's a voodoo woman there that drives me wild. No shame, no shame, no shame. Yeah, pulled an all-nighter with a Southern Belle. Memphis, Tennessee, in a cheap hotel. No shame, no shame, no shame.
Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. And we had to play a little bit more of Tom Brash. And again, our thanks to... you what?
He's a stitch.
Oh, he is. Our thanks to Muriel Anderson for being nice enough to stop by again and display her amazing talent.
Yes.
And for corralling Tom Brash and bringing him in here, because we wanted to get Tom on the show for a long time. Just, I mean, I'm not... I know I'm a guitar geek, but I am not overstating when I say that for the last hour and a half or so, you've been listening to two of the greatest guitar players in the world.
Absolutely. And really nice people, just real down-to-earth nice people who have so much talent. You know, sometimes I look at Muriel and I'm like, how does your mind work?
I know.
Because it's so much different than mine, which is really boring compared to yours. We mentioned that coming up the next hour, we're going to spend some time and we're going to recognize those small businesses that we love. That little bookstore in your neighborhood, that tailor, that shoe repair. It's Small Business Saturday coming up on Saturday. And hands down, our favorite small business happens to be up in Evanston, Illinois. Right, Steve?
Yeah. Gee, I'm so surprised that you would realize
you
that.
You know their phone number, but you don't know mine by heart.
Yeah, 847-475-0855.
That's right.
That's the phone number for Guitar Works up in Evanston.
And the owner and operator of Guitar Works has been running Guitar Works for 40 years. And he is the one and only Terry Straker. Terry, how are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty great. How about y'all?
Good, good. It was wonderful to have Muriel in. We got to talk about you with Muriel because you guys have a great little piece of history together.
Yeah, she was a little kid when I met her.
Well, she's still a little kid.
She still is. That hasn't changed. So,
well, congratulations on 40 years for Guitar Works in Evanston. Did you think 40 years ago that you'd still be knocking around fixing guitars and selling guitars and talking to people like Steve?
No. I guess the short answer is no.
And really, for a small business to survive for 40 years.
It's pretty amazing.
That's no small achievement, Terry.
Yeah.
Especially
I'm just too dumb to know when to get out.
Especially in today's competitive marketplace where you've got all the big box stores and all the major advertising. And basically... would you agree that one of the reasons for your success has been that you really do try to make a priority out of customer service? And isn't that really the key to any small business surviving?
Well, I think it is. Maybe not everybody does, but that's the way to do it in my book, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because every time somebody walks through the door, I mean, it's one thing dealing with the public, but when you're dealing with the public who happens to have a treasured instrument that they hand over to you, that's a whole different dynamic, I would think.
Yeah, it is, especially if you're going to repair it for them. There's so much could go wrong. You don't want anything to go wrong.
Yeah.
And sometimes things are actually beyond salvation, but we do them anyway.
Yeah, and it kind of breaks your heart when you have to tell somebody that that's the case.
Yeah.
40 years ago when you started, were you repairing guitars at that time?
Yep, that's how I'm trying to think of how to put it. I opened a store just so it'd have a place to do repairs, basically, because I didn't have any money to stock up the store. You know, it's an expensive venture to open a retail business.
Right.
But a repair shop, I already had a small shop in the spare bedroom in my apartment, so that was pretty easy to get up and running.
Mm-hmm. And you're also a guitarist, too. I mean, was there a point when you decided
you have those two people on in the last hour, you're asking me if I'm a guitar player? No, I'm not a guitar player.
You are a fine guitar player. Stop it. No, but I was just thinking that it gave you a little bit more sensitivity toward, because again, I stand back and I watch these people come in with their instruments, and you know, some of them walk in and they're cradling it like a baby because you know that something dumb happened, somebody dropped it or it slid and the neck cracked, or I remember we were there one time and somebody had just stopped by and they'd had their backpack with their guitar in it, and didn't they slip and fall on it?
Yeah.
And brought it
in a gig bag and slipped on the ice, and yeah. His behind went right through the top of it. Nice arch top Heritage guitar.
Yeah, with a big old hole in the guitar after that, right?
Yep. Yep. Shaped like his backside.
So what do you have planned for Small Business Saturday?
I don't even know. I need to talk to Larry, my store manager. I've been out of town all week. I'm in D.C. right now.
Yes, you're in D.C. With the family for the holidays, right?
Yeah, it was nice to see my kids.
I bet.
And I don't know what Larry's my store manager. I don't know. What exactly
well, we should
what
we give Larry a shout out because Larry's your new store manager, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yes, he is. I lost my longtime store manager, Steve, moved to Florida end of September. And Larry, who's also been with me for a long time, I don't know, 12 years maybe,
mm-hmm.
He stepped right up and he's doing a great job.
Do you have anybody?
Doing all the promotions and working on the website. Our website is in dire need of help, and we've been working on that, and things are happening with Larry.
And the website is guitarworksltd.com.
Terry, do you have anybody working with you today that worked with you, that started with you 40 years ago?
One of my teachers, Marshall.
Uh-huh.
Started within the first 2 or 3 years, and
really?
Connor, who's my chief repair guy.
Oh, come on. They had to be 14 then when they started.
They were both pretty young, it's true. Connor probably was 14 or 15.
Wow, that's great. Well, people, if people want to come see you at the store tomorrow, you are coming back tomorrow for Small Business Saturday, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm getting in about 1 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's the earliest flight I can get out of here that fit into our schedule. So, yeah.
And
I wish I could get there sooner, but.
And the address.
My daughter just informed us, I don't know, 3 weeks ago maybe, that she's pregnant with our first grandchild.
Uh-huh.
So we thought it important to come to D.C.
Yeah.
You got a lot to be thankful for. Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Talk about a Thanksgiving.
Right.
Well, Guitar Works is up in Evanston at 709 Main Street in Evanston. And the phone number is 847-475-0855. And yes, I say that right off the top of my head.
Because you don't know my number, but you know Guitar Works' number.
Well, yeah.
Terry.
And it really is a classic example of a small business run right.
Absolutely.
And, 40 years. Congratulations on that, Terry.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. And hi to the family, and we'll see you soon. Thank you, Terry.
Okay. Have a safe trip.
Bye-bye now.
All right. Thanks a lot.
And we're going to open up the lines. I'll tell you what, we'll take a break, and then we're going to open up the lines, 312-981-7200. And if you have a small business you would like to recommend, just let us know about it. Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. If you want to give us a call, 981-7200, area code 312-981-7200. If you would like to recommend a small business, just a place that... that you like to go because it's local and
you're
you like
thankful
the service.
You're so thankful that it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know people who run small businesses, you know that every day can be a real challenge. And I'm glad that we have Small Business Saturday, and I'm glad that people support it. So let's show your support.
Johnny, they are good friends of mine. Well, I just tune them in. WGN overnight. Steve and Johnny, Chicago's pride and joy. They give life after dark.
enjoy. Yes, we enjoy. Keep it up and listen up, and they'll be there
at your side.
Life after dark is where I'll be forevermore.
Evermore.
Gonna be some
sweet sound.
Sweet sound.
Night shift.
Oh, on the night shift, you'll feel like family. With Steve and Johnny. Gonna be a
good night.
Gonna be a
night shift.
Oh, on the night shift, they make you feel at home. You'll never be alone. With Steve and Johnny on the night shift.
Steve and Johnny who? Well, I would be Steve King and she would be Johnny Putman.
And we look the same on the radio.
We do.
Because
we do.
People often call me Stevie and they call you Johnny. And
yeah,
that's okay.
That has happened.
After 35 years of being together, that's okay. We probably start... Oh, give it time. We'll start looking alike.
By the way, if you're just joining us, we are here till 1 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are back on New Year's Eve for our... This will be the 25th anniversary of the first time we ever did a New Year's Eve broadcast. Our Cheap Date, Life After Dark, New Year's Eve extravaganza. And we've got some fun things planned for that. But we should tell you what we got planned for tonight. A little later tonight, we're going to check in with our friend Michael Lister. He is the New York Times best-selling author, and we're going to talk with him a little later in this hour. Then in the 11 o'clock hour, our friends Josh Solomon and Erica Brett from The Empty Pockets, who just returned from a terrific tour over in Europe. They were touring with Al Stewart, and they're going to share some Christmas music and some... just some fun stuff and talk a little bit about a show that they've got coming up at one of our favorite places, Space. Then we're going to get into some tech stuff since we are kicking off the holiday season and wrapping up Black Friday. We're going to talk about computers and some of the new computer tech that you might be interested in for the holidays.
And Cyber Monday this Monday.
Yeah, Cyber Monday.
Mm-hmm.
How to avoid Amazon counterfeit items, and the approaching end of Windows 7.
Mm-hmm. A couple of people texted tonight. They were actually out shopping for that laptop that's going to replace their Windows 7 laptop.
Mm-hmm.
This is huge business. Did we know this was going to happen? I mean, have we known this for a long time? And I'm just kind of getting...
It's the demise of Windows 7 has been... we've been aware of it for years.
Okay, so I am just getting with it. I'm just catching up with times, right?
And it's fascinating to me because Windows 8, nobody really cared.
Right.
And then...
Was there a 9?
No, Microsoft skipped and went right
good.
To 10.
All right.
And...
Tried to get people to forget about 8 and...
There are tons of people still using Windows 7, tons of businesses still using Windows 7.
That's going to be a big deal.
And the short story is that you can still use it, but it's not going to be supported. There won't be any updates. So
I just had a flashback because we're coming up on a New Year's Eve, which is going to take us into the year 2020. We can say we can actually say, Lord willing, that we lived in the 20s, the roaring 20s. But remember when we were in here on... 1999, on New Year's Eve, as we rolled over into 2000, and Y2K, and look how far we've come since then. gosh, that was a scary night. Well, in fact, Ashley's with us in the producer's booth. Ashley, just a little behind-the-scenes story for Y2K. And I know you're just a kid, but you remember Y2K, right?
Do I?
Oh,
I don't know. Come on.
I thought you were at least 20.
The end of the world.
I am. I'm 22. Y2K.
Yes. 1999 becoming the year 2000 and the whole world was supposed to stop. And it was Y2K. Well, anyway, working at the Tribune, here's what happened. They were so fearful that the world might shut down. We were given fanny packs with Tribune stamps on. In case we got lost, they would know where to find, you know, where
because
to send
they
us.
Didn't know, and this was very serious. They didn't know if there were going to be power outages worldwide.
Now, in
because so much computer technology had taken over so much of our daily.
Yes.
Daily everything.
And they weren't prepared for the vulnerability of everything switching over as of the year 2000. Now, in our fanny pack, we had, you would think, I don't know what you would think. I didn't even know what to prepare to bring into work that night. But we had a small 6-ounce bottle of water. We had a bag of M&Ms. And are you ready for this? We had a glow stick.
Just in case the power
case the lights went out, we could pop the glow stick, drink our water, eat our M&Ms, and then just, you know, curl up and die.
Wow.
Yeah. When we get Patrick on, we'll have him
he was here for that.
Recap a little bit of of why it was. Because I'm trying to think of why it had to do with
computers.
It was all computers, but it had to do with how the computer's timing would resync.
Right, right.
With it going from... Because everything on a computer was programmed for 19 blah, 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 blah. Now we're going to
20
blah, 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 blah. And it was a major...
It was scary because remember our boss, Mary June Rose, spent the night at the radio station.
She did.
We had security all over the place because they thought if things stopped, the elevators wouldn't work and that we would... And people would be turning to us for answers. And I thought, hey... I didn't sign up for this.
You know? Oh, wow. I didn't even know that this was a thing.
Oh, my gosh. A thing.
In fact, I will... Somewhere, I have the Y2K song.
Can you remember who our producer was? Because I remember our producer. We had a heart-to-heart with our producer before the show. And our producer at that time basically said, they're not paying me enough for this. This is craziness. Because we were prepared to do a show and we knew that things could happen. But when we walked in and there was security all over the place and there were police up and down the streets because they thought the streetlights were going to go out and that there was going to be looting. I mean, I am not exaggerating when I tell you kids, it was really a scary time.
This is a big deal.
And then when we flipped over and we left here that next morning on the year 2000, we were all like shaking. We were so happy to be okay. And we got
it turned
home.
Out to be much ado about
it was,
not a whole
it
lot.
Was kinda like
there were computer vulnerabilities that were patched.
Yes, but it was kind of like Geraldo opening up the vault and there was not a thing there. And you went, oh. Okay.
But again, as I recall, it was better be prepared than not.
Yes, yes. And we did not overreact. We were trying to still have fun. We had a party. We were catered. Patrick was here from California. We had a room full of people. But remember, we didn't go to the showcase studio because we didn't want to be more vulnerable sitting out on Michigan
Avenue.
We
stayed in the bowels of the building.
We did. We hovered in a corner in the bowels of a building. Okay, hey, tomorrow's Small Business Saturday, and we said we want to open up our phone lines. If you've got a small business you would like to give a shout-out, a favorite tailor, bookstore, whatever it happens to be, if it's a small business, tell us about it. We'd like to give them a second here on the radio. Getting a lot of texts. We'll roll through those as well and mention them. Don't be vague. If you've got a favorite place, you got to tell us where. Give us an address. That would be ideal. And we'll mention it. Give us a call at 312. And we'll just give the old phone number.
981-7200. So more coming up. Stay with us.